Lord, we thank you so much for loving us, loving us first. We love because you first loved us. Lord, we stand here today because of your grace and your mercy, because of your sustaining power, because of your faithfulness to us, to provide all that our hands we've needed, your hands have provided. So we celebrate and thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for the mothers, Lord, that you have placed in our life. The mothers, Lord, that you have given us. The mothers, Lord, that we celebrate today. We ask that this time would be a glory to you and an encouragement to them. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. Oh, man. Okay, this year, what I would like to do is share with you, share with all of us, the results of a question that I asked a number of moms this past week. And the question was, if you had a single sentence of inspiration to offer mothers, what would it be? And as you will see, some moms offered a single sentence. And other moms offered a single sentence and some bonus sentences. Originally, my plan was to weave their single sentences into the message that I was preparing, but their words were so inspiring that I decided to let them be the message today. So let me give you a way of listening to this. I think it will be most helpful to you if you listen this morning to the words not as a checklist on how to do motherhood. Don't listen to it as a checklist, but instead just relax. And let the words wash over you. You know, like a shower or a warm bath. And just let them soak in. And if there are two or three ideas that are relevant to you that you really want to hold on to because they are pertinent to your present place, of course, write those down. But don't see this as a manifesto of how you need to do motherhood. That's not the intent. Just enjoy and listen to the ideas that are most relevant. Now, in order for you to have the full expression of the hearts of the ladies that I asked, and in order to allow them to speak freely, I promised them that I would not put them on the spot and I would not reveal their names. So the comments will not have a name attached to it, but if a particular comment strikes you as relevant, and you would like to interact with the mom who made that comment further because it really spoke to a place where you are and you'd like to have fellowship over that idea, then approach me and I will seek out that mom and see if it's okay to release her name to you. Otherwise, she will remain in the witness protection program. And all of the responses without the names will be in my notes this evening on the website. So you don't have to write everything down unless you want to. So I'm going to share their encouragement with you as I received it. And as the facilitator, I'm going to interact with it from time to time and add some biblical commentary and context. And I think you're going to really enjoy it. So in response to the question, if you had a single sentence of inspiration to offer mothers, what would it be? One mom responded with a single verse, Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. She added no words to it. She just put the verse there. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he will direct thy path. You know, with all the moving parts of motherhood, I can't think of a more appropriate verse to contextualize the comments that came from the other mom. So related to that, another mom adds, do all you can do and trust God for the results. She says, now I didn't come up with that, but it has spared me from over fretting. And she said over fretting, and I really like that because fretting has its levels. And some fretting is always the background music of being a mom. But this mom had found a way, an aid to prevent her from over fretting. And another mom said, entrust your child to God. Entrust means to commit to another with confidence. Put something in someone's care or protection. And then this from another mom. When you're a mother and you're feeling like your children aren't doing the things that you feel they should be doing, and they're probably not, and you're worried, remember that when you train a child up in the way of the Lord, they will return, and that is his promise to you, and his promises are true. And then from the various comments, a common theme emerged, and it was the theme of being chosen by God. As one mom put it, motherhood is a wonderful blessing in so many ways. Being a mother isn't always easy or rewarding. And there will be ups and downs, happiness and tears. But do feel blessed because you were chosen by God to take on that special role of being a mother. May you be continually blessed by God, knowing that he's always with you and will never forsake you. And another mom added to that, you were chosen and trusted by God to bring life into this world and evolve into a mother of great wisdom. And another mom said, mothers and mother figures of any age and phase, hear this. God chose you to provide life, love, encouragement, special moments, your imperfections, and admission that you are learning and growing in the role of motherhood as you develop your relationship with the Lord. Where you are with the Lord may affect the look, the feel, and be received differently throughout your relationship with your children. It's okay, because God ultimately has it all. Praise the Lord. And then this mom began, where do I begin? ? Now, technically speaking, that was her one sentence. Where do I begin? But bonus sentences followed, and they were more than worth the extra space. She said, once you have done and are doing all you can, you have to leave their place, their pace, and their process in the hands of their Creator. You were entrusted with their care, but you never had control. God always did. Sometimes you have to move over, let him work, and live with the results. It's okay if their life choices don't match the unrealistic image you created in your mind. Just love them through it the best way you know how. You were chosen as their mom, just as you are. And one mom was really quite clever. She followed the directions and she gave one sentence. And she said, give yourself grace. Then she said, my explanation is... being a mom is hard. You try and it's never enough. You feel that you're failing your child. All you can do is your best. You're going to make mistakes, but it's okay. You're only human. So many wonderful gold pieces of jewelry in these insights. And one of them was, motherhood isn't always easy or rewarding. I thought that one was really an important phrase. Because I could imagine that it might be liberating to moms who are in a season of challenge with their kids. to have someone articulate that, to know that you're not a defective mom if you're not experiencing motherhood at the time as this big reward. It doesn't mean you regret being a mother or that you don't love your children. It means that they're being a pain. That's all it means. They're being a pain. And though pain has its purpose, it doesn't feel rewarding. Or the phrase, admit to your kids that you are growing in the role of motherhood, and it's connected to your development of your relationship with the Lord. That as my relationship with the Lord is growing, so is my effectiveness and so is my understanding and knowledge, and being a better mom is growing with that. Where you are with the Lord may affect the look, the feel, and be received differently throughout your relationship with your children. That was a wonderful phrase. And this one, it's okay if their life choices don't match the unrealistic image you created in your mind. And we often have unrealistic images in our minds for our kids. And I'm sure that that is an inspiration to a lot of moms. Motherhood is a journey that has many highs and lows. This is another mom's comment. Motherhood is a journey that has many highs and lows. Don't rush the journey by always looking forward to the next milestone, but instead appreciate and savor each moment along the way, because you only have that one moment in time. Another mom says, our kids are on a stewardship program from God. They're just on loan to us from God. So if I can instill in them what I can until they're 18 and not really sweat the whole thing, because if I sweat the whole thing, I'll miss enjoying them growing up. And then finally, one person said this, I would say, do not be afraid to ask for help or support. I thought that was an outstanding comment, especially in light of the song that the brothers were singing here about us being one body and being members of one another. One other mom said, what I had to do is I had to find one or two trusted moms to kind of bounce things off of. Otherwise, my head is just filled with a bunch of opinions, and that's not helpful. And so oftenly, whether it's motherhood or whatever else it is that we're doing, so often we mistakenly think that our responsibility, and it's our responsibility, but we think that our responsibility has to be our own private burden. And the two are not the same. It can still be my responsibility, but I don't have to bear it alone in private. That there are people that God has placed in my life to help shoulder the load, whatever it is, including motherhood. And we forget that we've been designed by God to be interdependent. And as believers, we are members of the same body, and we're instructed to build one another up in love and to carry one another's burdens. And so to apply this to motherhood is marvelous advice. And one mom's comment wonderfully summarized all the comments. She said, if I could only give one sentence to inspire a mother of any age group, I would remind her that God views his creation of humans as the apple of his eye and as celebrities, and thus, as a believing mother, to remember every day the holy, divine, and supernatural privilege that it is to mother his creation. To mother his creation. And I want to end by having you turn in your bulletins to the view from my place, because that comment directly connects to the piece that I wrote this week from the view from my place. And I want to focus this on moms. So if you'll turn there, you and I are not only observers of God's glory, we are part of it. The scriptures instruct us that we were created for his glory. And that's not just a statement about how we are to conduct ourselves, nor is it just a statement about who we are. It's also a statement about what we are. In Christ, we are displays of God's glory as much as the heavens are, as much as the mountains are, and as much as the oceans. We too are part of the glory of God's creation. According to his word, we shine like stars in the universe. And David observed, "I'm fearfully and wonderfully made." The church exists as a display, the scripture says, for the praise of his glory. That means that we are individually and collectively part of the same creation that fills us with awe. As a glorious event is comprised of individual parts and is only as glorious as the sum of its parts, so it is with God's glory. But here's where it really gets good. The glory of all other parts of creation will fade, but not the glory we have been given. Ours is a never-fading glory. And more than that, it's a glory that continues to increase and expand and deepen. Indeed, as it is written, we are being transformed from glory to glory. We will still be reflecting the fruit of his work in us, even in our old age. Like vintage wine, we become aged glory. And beyond this life, we will be his eternal and ever glorious bride. So the next time you're awed by the vastness of the stars, or the artistry of the skies, or the majesty of the mountains, or the breadth and depth of the ocean, don't forget to also look in the mirror. God's glory is expressed in all of it and in you. So that's for you, moms. And if I had one final word to give you of inspiration, not as a mom, of course, but as a pastor, if I had to give you one sentence, it would be this. You don't have to be a perfect mom to be an excellent mom. You don't have to be a perfect mom to be an excellent mom. And I'm not going to give an explanation. At this time, I'm going to have Sister Grace, Elder Grace, and my wife come up, and they are going to pray for you moms. And we just want you to just stand in place there, and they're going to say, this is our Care Through Prayer Sunday, and they're going to lift up a prayers of blessing on your behalf, and then we're going to have a special hospitality spread for you out there that the men have especially put together so that you can enjoy yourself and that you can luxuriate in your motherhood today.
Heads. Oh Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Lord, we come to you, Father, Lord, Savior. Lord, thank you that in our coming to you, we don't even have to be worried about what to say to you because you bid us come. You said, come. You said, seek me. You said, call to me. Yes. Thank you for the open invitation. And Lord, thank you so much for making a way for us to come. Lord, you are glorious. Lord, you are our joy, our delight. Thank you for accepting us. It's an acceptance that it's going to take forever for us to really appreciate and understand how truly accepted we are. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lord, but thank you that that's your 24/7 and you live outside of time, but that's your whole purpose for us to experience all of you that there is to experience. So Lord, thank you so much for calling us to yourself. Lord, thank you for calling mothers and making mothers, Lord. And thank you, Lord, that you've so many times in the Word where you said, you know, you talk about mothering, and you talk about how can a mother forget her child? Mm. And you tell us about yourself in that, because we can understand that even when our children are not right with us, no matter where they are, no matter what they've done or not done, we can't forget them. And you remind us that you cannot forget us, no matter what we've done or not done. It's impossible for you to forget us. So, Lord, I pray, Lord, for us mothers, that we would be wrapped in your arms of comfort, that we would believe what you said and not what we think. We'd believe that you really do treasure us. Believe that you are the ransom, Lord, for our lives, and you are the redeemer for our lives. And that in our decisions, Lord, sometimes we don't make good decisions. We make them from our own foundation, Lord, which can be shaky. But even in those, Lord, you've shown us that you have the final say. Yeah. You have the final say with our children. Yeah. Lord Jesus, thank you for giving us children. Yeah. Lord, I remember I didn't know if that was possible because I really wanted it so badly. I thought, if you want something so badly, maybe it's not going to happen. But Lord, you did. And I thank you for every child, Lord, that you've given to us to mother. Lord, as we mother them, Lord, the ones we gave birth to and the ones you put in our lives.
Amen. Thank
you. Lord, I pray that you would help us to each of those moments. Lord, help us to look with joy, Lord, in all of those decisions, because we want to look in faith in you, Lord. Yeah. Like that verse that was shared, trust in the Lord with all your heart. That we will trust in you with all of our heart, Lord. Lord, with all that we know and we don't know, we would trust you, Lord, to redeem. Yes. Yes. Lord Jesus, and to bring to pass what you've said you would bring to pass. Yes. Lord, we just praise you today. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Help us to honor the mothers in our lives. Mm. Help us, Lord, to give honor to whom honor is due, Lord, and to thank them, Lord, for how they have cared for us. And for those mothers, Lord, those of us who are maybe mourning the loss of our mothers, Lord, comfort us in that place today, Lord. May give us memories, Lord, that are like a warm blanket wrapped around us, holding us. Lord, thank you for this day. In Jesus' name we come. Amen.
I
want to
hold your hand. Let me see. I have a little voice, they say. Father God, we thank you this morning, God, for making mothers, for making us in your image, God. We thank you, God, for every mother that had a sleepless night when we were little and when we were grown. I want to thank you, God, for every mother that pushed the last bit of food in front of her children. And she said, no, baby, I'm not hungry, and did not eat. I want to thank you for every mother that scrubbed floors, left her children at home alone, earned the money, so that they would at least have the jersey to be in the baseball, in that baseball league, mm-hmm. God. Thank you for her.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for every mother that told you how beautiful you were every day. Thank you for every mother that spent her weekends driving you from one game to the next, that caught planes, trains, and cars, God, to take you on college touring.
Thank you,
so that you could pick one, but you went to 10. Thank you for mothers, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the mothers that walked around the house. She knew that there was no magic in the oil, but she put oil over your bedroom door and oil over the house door and said, God, put Satan out and cover. Cover my babies. Yeah. And held them tight, God. Thank you for every mother.
Thank you.
Every mother, God. And we know for a fact that every mother couldn't be all that we needed her to be. Every mother, they're just like any other human being, imperfect. And some couldn't be there. Some weren't there. Some seemed like they didn't even care. But you, God, found a way to fill the need. We had you. And so as it is with the mom who can be there and the mom who could not, you fill in the gap. Because none of us can fill it, do it all. Thank you for her. Thank you for her. Father God, so we thank you for Grandma, Auntie,
Amen.
Auntie Sue,
thank you, Jesus.
Mama Ella, all of those that stood there, God, to help my mama,
yes, Lord.
Or to help the mama that's no longer with us,
yes.
Or to help the mama that couldn't be mama and left out the door and left me with Grandmama. Thank you for the woman that said, I'll be mama. Thank you for her. Thank you for her on this day. And for every man that you granted what we call mother characteristics. Oh, there were men that learned to braid hair. Oh, yes, there are.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father, for it. There are men who cook. There are men who get on their knees beside children and say prayers. It's not just mama.
Thank you, Lord.
But we thank mama for wherever mama shows up,
amen.
Wherever she is, be it my college professor at my HBCU, be it my dentist, be it my GYN, whoever it was, I want to thank you for her.
Thank you.
Father, and I just ask that you continue to give those women strength, your love.
Yes, Lord.
Remind them of how valuable,
yes,
my God,
yes, yes,
how valuable she is.
Remind them, Lord.
Help her to know that she is enough,
yes,
that she has a whole lot to give.
Yes,
she has more to give than she knows, and she's given more than she thinks. Oh, God.
Yes.
Remind her, God. Let her see that she indeed are the pillars of the temple, and she indeed looks like a jewel in the box.
Amen.
Every day. Whether she's standing there in run over slippers, in an old tattered house robe. Oh, but she's a grand woman.
Thank you.
You made her to do what she does. Thank you for her. Father God, I just come thanking you. I've known all of those mothers. And it's a beautiful thing.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
And I thank you. I hold this mother's hands, God. And I hold her hands intentionally. And I hold her hands to also represent that I want to hold the hands and put my arms about every woman in this room. In this sacred place, your holy temple.
Yes, Lord.
And I want to tell them, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And give them the strength to do it again tomorrow.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, I thank you. I praise you. I adore you. I magnify you. I lift you up.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, you are the Rose of Sharon. Yes. You are the Rock.
Yes, you are.
In the matchless name of the only one. We could look here or there. We could look far. We could look high. We could look low. There's no other one like you.
No one like you, Lord.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name.